Gilbert Godfrey. Congratulations, Tim Henson of Distorted View, on your 15th anniversary of the show. Anniversary, it's a hole in one.
Today's Distorted View podcast is brought to you by
AdamandEve.com, the sex toy superstore with that old-timey mom-and-pop store charm. Look, your local erotic boutique is fine. They've got some movies, some generic toys. It works when you're in a pinch and you just need something in your butt right away, and you don't mind paying a little more. But if you want access to over 20,000 adult items at an amazing price, check out AdamandEve.com. Here's an example. Just about every corner store sex shop sells nipple clamps. But only AdamandEve.com has the exclusive Chain Me Up kink clamps, including two nipple clamps and a click clamp, all connected together. Just pull on the O-ring in the middle and yank her tits and clit at the same time. Innovative, forward-thinking, that's AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, just for Distorted View listeners, get 50% off just about any item when you use promo code FREAK at checkout. That's F-R-E-A-K. Half off any one item is an amazing deal on its own, but we're just getting started, baby. Use promo code FREAK and you'll also receive a sexy item for him, a special gift for her, and a third item you'll both enjoy, plus six free spicy movies and free shipping on your entire order. That's 10 free gifts when you use promo code FREAK. Let's recap. AdamandEve.com has products like the Cocolicious Kegel Trainer with three different removable weight sizes. It'll tighten up even the most stubborn, worn-out pussy hole, I'm guessing. I don't know. Use promo code FREAK on an item like that and get 10 free gifts, including free shipping. That's promo code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, at AdamandEve.com. Hey, freaks, it's Wednesday, May 13th, 2020. Coming up on the program today, crippled children in heaven. Plus, the brethren of the accused has come for the clucking chicken lady.
I'm a very polite cannibal.
And tricking your virtual date with fake muscles and faker tits.
And I want you to look in the mirror and realize you're a piece of crap.
Breathing in semen from the air does not get a woman pregnant. LOL, laugh out loud.
I would have jumped through this goddamn TV and slapped the motherfucking piss out your motherfucking stupid ass.
Dick and nuts!
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
All right, Tim Henson, back here with you for the Wednesday podcast. Have a great show for you today. Recently on the podcast, I once again mentioned Red Lobster as the height of luxury dining in Ashtabula, Ohio, my hometown. Growing up, you know, in the early 90s, we got a Red Lobster. It was the fanciest of restaurants in our rural town. And to this day, I think of Red Lobster as, I don't know, someplace you go to celebrate something. Kids go to Red Lobster before prom. Weddings are catered by Red Lobster. Funerals are held at Red Lobster. My obsession with Red Lobster runs deep and long. Even though I never ate at a Red Lobster until I was, like, in my 20s, my parents never deemed me worthy enough to splurge for crab legs or something. But the commercials. Oh, the Red Lobster commercials with that jingle.
Red Lobster for the seafood lover in you.
I love that jingle. It's super lazy. We've talked about this on the show before. That's like McDonald's jingle being, McDonald's, you'll like our hamburgers. Okay, like I get it. You think your hamburgers are good, but couldn't come up with something a little more creative than that? I know for a fact that the same ad executives who came up with Red Lobster for the seafood lover in you are not the same ad executives who were high on mushrooms when they created the drugged-out world of McDonaldland featuring Fry Guy, Grimace, Birdie, the Chicken Nugget Buddies, and Mayor McCheese. I think the most disturbing character has got to be the Chicken Nuggets, because they were sentient, right? They were anthropomorphic. Let's try that again. Let's try that for a third time. Anthropomorphic. Close enough.
I get, you know, Grimace being a character to sell milkshakes. Or, you know, Birdie was introduced to help sell their new breakfast line of food items. The Hamburglar stole burgers. But the chicken nuggets were actual nuggets with eyes and mouths and feelings and presumably families that care about them. You're a little kid watching these commercials. You go to McDonald's and order chicken nuggets. You're killing the nuggets. Think about the poor chicken nuggets mom who's at home waiting. Why isn't Tommy home from school? Because Tommy the chicken nugget was eaten. He was murdered by a giant toddler. You'll never see Tommy again. His meat was torn from his body. And that sick fuck dunked him in sweet and sour sauce. McDonald's Land is not a happy place. It's a nightmare, a dystopian nightmare. Speaking of dystopia, the whole reason why I'm bringing up Red Lobster again. We talk about Red Lobster so often on a podcast that has very little to do with seafood, you know? I don't know. I'm obsessed, I guess. Today, Red Lobster was trending on Twitter. It was one of, like, the top five most talked about things. I got very concerned. My Red Lobster's okay, right? They're not declaring bankruptcy because of this whole coronavirus thing. No, there was just a white woman freakout happening. As you may recall, last Sunday was Mother's Day, and a lot of idiots were out treating their moms to a nice fancy dinner at Red Lobster. At least they were trying to. Red Lobster is still closed, but they were offering curbside pickup. Because the dining area was closed, and no one really knows how many orders are going to come in on Mother's Day during a pandemic when you can't actually eat in the restaurant, there was a very, like, small crew working the Red Lobster, and just a flood of orders came in. They were backlogged. It was hours and hours people were waiting for their meals. This, by the way, was a Red Lobster in York, Pennsylvania. One woman was sick of waiting for her food, so she stormed into the closed restaurant. I mean, it was closed to the public, right? And caused a ruckus. This is Distorted View Daily, so of course I've got audio of said ruckus.
Call 911, somebody.
I'm pretty sure the guy who's filming is the son of the woman who stormed into the Red Lobster.
Call 911, somebody.
The worker, of course, is screaming, get out, pushing the woman out of the restaurant. The woman is trying to push herself back in.
No,
I will bake
it.
The Cheddar Bay biscuits myself.
Get your motherfucking money back. You will get it. Get out. Get out.
Get this
no.
bitch off me.
No. Get out. Get out. Stop it.
Get her off me. I am coming in and I'm getting my refund.
He wants her money. I have a structured settlement and I need cash now!
I want my money refunded!
The workers are trying to tell her, like, we don't need your card or anything. This was all done electronically. We'll issue your credit card a refund.
Let me show my bill to get my refund!
You'd think that would be it, right? Bitch got her refund, or is going to get her refund once it's processed. But no, she tries to push her way back into the restaurant, this time punching employees. And... Bitch got one punch in. It's unfortunately like four workers against the customer. One of the workers has a clump of her hair in their hands.
Hey, let go of her hair!
Hey!
Let go of her hair!
What? She threw the first punch!
Hey, call the fuck out.
Stop!
By the way, you know if the worker lets go of her hair, she's not just gonna walk away. She's gonna start punching again.
Stop! That is enough!
Stop.
I was assaulted and I have a whole crown to see.
I was assaulted.
Damn it! She's been shoving up on me the whole time!
Paying customer, you got people out waiting for 3 hours for food.
Red Lobster for the single lover in you.
We're all suffering through this pandemic. Some people have to wait 2-3 hours to get their garlic shrimp skewers. Guys, in a real crisis, we would not do very well. Could you imagine if the people of today had to deal with, like, World War II rations and shit like that? Eating fucking beans out of a can and rat meat? We would camp out in our cars for days at the chance of eating some shrimp scampi. All we had to do was stay inside for a month and watch Netflix, and, you know, society couldn't handle it. We are unraveling. All right, listen, I've got a lot of real audio that I wanted to share with you today. A good friend of the program, Corey from Butt Fudge Sunday, compiled a list, or at least a few, Alex Jones Eat Your Ass remixes. I was just talking about this. I knew there would be remixes popping up. I actually encouraged you freaks to create some. VSP produced one that we played. Corey provided a link to, I think, 3 different Eat Your Ass songs. First up, the masters of YouTube remixes, the Gregory Brothers.
I'll admit it. I'm not letting my kids die. I'm somebody that thought I could fix this, and I'm starting to think about having to eat my neighbor. I'm going to haul him up by chain. I'll eat your ass. I'll do it. You think I like sizing up my neighbor? Chop his ass up. My children are going hungry. I will eat your ass. I'll eat your ass. I'm literally looking at my neighbors now and going, I will eat your ass. I will eat your ass.
Pretty good. Eh, not bad. I'm always on the lookout for a new ass-eating anthem. Here's another song. This is from Jonathan Mann.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready. I will. Your leftist ass I born on the cob.
Finally, we've got one from Nigel Simmons, who only has 3 subscribers on YouTube, which is a shame, a crying shame. This video has received 81 views. Make that 82. Going a different direction with this, okay.
I will eat my neighbors.
My neighbors.
I will eat your ass first. My children aren't going hungry. I'm gonna haul him up by chain. Haul him up by chain. Chop his ass up. Chop his ass.
I like this one. It's a little chaotic.
Chop. I'll eat my neighbors. I'm ready.
Now, I, of course, am partial to VSP's mix, but this is good, too.
Chop them up. Gut them. Skin them. Chop them. Eating them. Gut them. Skin them. Chop them. I'll eat your ass. Gut them. Skin them. Chop them. I'll do it. Gut them. Skin them. Chop them. I will eat your ass.
All right. I will try to provide a link to all of these songs on today's show notes. Moving on now. Oh, I love days like this where it's very musical. This... I've got to make this today's featured image. I love this album cover. This is Jerry D. Brown and his little buddy singing A Crippled Boy's Prayer. If anything is begging for a remix, it's A Crippled Boy's Prayer. I want a techno dance hit with lots of stutter.
Will I be a crippled boy in heaven?
Well, what sort of dumbass question is that? Will I be a cripple in heaven? Your body is crippled, not your soul. Unless, you know, God is a real motherfucker. And he's like, well, you don't know anything other than a life in a wheelchair. Why change something now that you're dead, right? We're just gonna go ahead and keep things the way they are. It was working for you on Earth. You'll be fine in heaven, cruising around in a wheelchair. Will I be a cripple in heaven?
Will my wings refuse to sail through the air?
Oh, that would even be funnier. God made your legs lame down here on Earth, and he's going to give you gimpy-ass wings up in heaven.
Lord, I know the way I am is for reason. But will I be a crippled boy up there?
This was an album. An album you could purchase and listen to for those who wanted to hear this song over and over.
A little boy, yeah, sat alone in a wheelchair.
Go through the whole thing of the boy in the wheelchair.
Watching all the other kids run and play.
I think you've heard enough. Let's move on to some racist music. You may remember the name Jennifer Murphy. We featured her several years ago on the podcast. Apparently, she was trying to sell some Murphy beds. Yeah, the bitch decided to get into the lucrative Murphy bed business, presumably because her last name is Murphy. It just makes sense. It's the same reason I've been fucking chickens for the last 20 years, just trying to produce a kid. You know, because my last name is Hen Son. I've been utterly unsuccessful. All my chicken babies have been girls. It's a real curse. See how fucking dumb that sounds? It's the same idea as this Murphy bed bitch. All right, so she produced a promo video where she sang a, what many call racist song.
Maybe I too could be ninja.
I want to be ninja. I want to be ninja. I want to chop, 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 chow down. Take chow down to Chinatown. I want to be ninja.
I started training hard. I think I could go far. I am a natural. That's matter factual.
She got a lot of hate online for that video. She's kind of loving the attention. She's milking it for all it's worth. She's got a YouTube channel, and a lot of her videos have to do with being a ninja, or the word ninja is in the title. As a matter of fact, one of her most recent videos is why I made the song I Want to Be Ninja. It's a 9-minute explanation, and I honestly couldn't follow. What I basically got, though, was what started this was her sister said, hey, let's watch this funny video from some Asian dude titled How to Be a Ninja. And that got her creative juices flowing.
Pussy juice!
Jennifer did bring up something that I think I mentioned when we first played the song a few years ago. You know, ninjas are typically Japanese. Yet in the song, the setting seems to be Chinatown. What gives? Jennifer responds, I'm dumb, basically.
You know, I'm blind. Sorry, I don't know all of the geographical facts.
She's learned and she's grown as a person, freaks. That's why she wrote and sang a new song, I Drive Like Ninja. Here's hoping for some more Asian stereotypes. I think we're gonna get them in the form of Asians are bad drivers.
I drive like a ninja.
Jesus.
Don't care if I ding ya. My door go ding 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 ding. You can do anything.
Oh my god, you can do anything. So the song is all about how she doesn't care if she dings your car. Guess what? This isn't just a music video. It's an advertisement for Ding Sticks. Prevent car dents with Ding Sticks at dingsticks.com.
I drive like a ninja.
I think this is another Jennifer Murphy business that went under. Jennifer Murphy beds, no longer selling Murphy beds. Ding Sticks, no longer in business either.
Are you tired of those unsightly and costly door dings? Well, now we have a solution. Ding Sticks. Ding Sticks is a door ding prevention product.
Why not Ching Chong Ding Sticks?
That installs within seconds when your car is parked.
This is the stupidest thing in the world. It's like a giant pillow that hangs over your door, right? So when someone opens the door, they don't actually hit the metal of the door. They hit the pillow, the cushion. Fucking thing would be stolen in like 5 minutes.
I drive like a ninja.
That's what Jennifer Murphy has been up to. Finally, before we get into the news today, I've got another DV update. This is really a DV down date? that doesn't sound right. But we're going to stick with down date. You'll understand why in a second. So a few months ago, I played audio of a woman freaking out in a grocery store. This was a Meijer, if you're familiar with the chain Meijer. Here is a little bit of that.
This is...
You got to ask Jesus Christ.
We're I don't all have sinners. To do anything.
We're all sinners.
Okay.
He's not going to force you to do
you're
it.
You're sinning right now.
No, I'm not, motherfucker. You fucking accuser. Get the fuck out of here, you fucking accuser. You motherfucking accuser.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here!
Wow.
You motherfucking accuser! Accuser of the fucking brethren, you motherfucker!
I'll never forget the way she says, motherfucker. You motherfucker! Spiral hamfucker, right? I've got audio of another freakout from this woman, but it happened 4 years ago. We're talking 2016. This time, she's in a dispute with a garbage man. She called this company to come pick up trash, like big stuff. Like, this is not like a normal trash day type, you know, garbage man situation. She was like throwing out carpet and you know, who knows what, right? So, this company, this garbage company gave her a price. They asked her, like, how many bags or whatever do you need to dispose of? Do you need us to come pick up? She said 4. There was a lot more crap than that. So the company only picked up what, you know, they were supposed to, the 4 big bags. That's the first problem. Then as the garbage truck started to roll away, the woman got in her car because she said there was an emergency situation, and she pulled out in front of the garbage truck and the garbage truck hit her car because, you know, garbage trucks are slow. They slam on the brakes. The truck doesn't immediately stop. That all leads us to this moment where the confrontation really starts.
So deep, I can't even help you now. What's your driver's license number?
I don't have to give that to you.
Let me see your driver's license.
You're not a police officer.
You just hit my vehicle.
Ma'am.
Give me your driver's license.
You pulled right out in front of me.
Yeah, and when someone pulls in front of you because there's an emergency, you slow your rear end down and you stop.
You motherfucker.
Okay,
have you ever had someone have an emergency?
These are not
and
cars.
In front of you?
These are not cars. They don't stop on a dime.
It doesn't matter. You have to be far enough behind.
You know what? I'm going to tell you the whole
thing. You should have picked up my trash, big boy.
I picked up your trash.
No, you didn't. You want to go see what you left?
I left the carpeting and the
You were supposed to pick up everything.
Nope, 4 bags.
Yeah.
Your
oh,
for.
You are in so much
and last
crap.
Week I...
She does this great thing because this is, you know, the truck is on the road. The woman is standing in the middle of the road screaming at the garbage driver. She does this great move, though, where she'll yell, and then she'll stop and walk away, but then immediately turn back around because she's got more to say. She does that about 30 times during this 5-minute video. First time it happens, the garbage truck driver rolls back his window back up because he's like, oh, we're done with this confrontation. No, no. And she's coming back now.
In your pants already.
I'm not, because it's all on video.
Thank God. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for video.
You know, it's funny. I don't think she knew that he was filming her at first, because her behavior becomes even more erratic after she learns she's being filmed. Like, she starts clucking like a chicken, like moving around like a chicken, and then she starts rolling around in the grass?
Yeah! When someone has an emergency and they pull in front of you, you slow down and you stop, boy.
I tried to slow down.
Boy!
You didn't try hard enough, baby.
These don't stop on a dime.
You slammed into the back of me.
These don't stop on a dime, man.
Well, you should know that. You should have picked up my trash.
You didn't give me time. You didn't give me time.
You should have done your job, baby.
I picked up all your trash.
But after today, you ain't going to have it.
I picked up all your trash.
Yeah, we'll
is
see.
It really worth?
We'll
is
see.
Trash
oh,
really
it's
worth
it? Every penny, baby, because I've been working with you with your rear end for weeks.
Is it worth getting in an
I
accident?
I told you what you were supposed to do. A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Okay.
Like a damn child.
All right.
And you can't even follow instructions.
Why don't you go back
How
to
How old are you?
Why don't you go back
ba,
to your
Ba, baby, ba, ba, baby. Da, 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 da.
She walks away again and comes back.
Trash. A 4-bag limit. Let me say this to the universe. And you go to a customer's garbage cans and they got 5 bags, then you charge them for 1 extra. But you got enough common sense to pick the sucker up. This guy ain't got no common sense.
Well, he's supposed to have four beds.
Remember I was telling you about her clucking like a chicken? Betcha if I fuck her, she'd give me a son. Come on, baby. Talk dirty to me as I stick my dick in your cloaca.
You're an accuser! Yeah? You fucking me? The accuser fucking me? You're an accuser of the brethren! Yeah! You Satan spawn! Coming inside me!
All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. You know what? If I ever have a son, I'm naming him Rooster. Rooster Henson. All right. If you are not yet a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, please consider signing up. Memberships are only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. What do you get for that small amount? Full access to the entire archive of programs. Well over 3,000 shows. Plus, every week we do exclusive podcasts just for paying freaks. Yesterday we did one. Tomorrow, we're not going to do one. I'll explain that in just a moment. But every week we usually do two or three sideshow exclusive programs. This is how I make my living. So if you like Distorted View Daily, if you find it at all entertaining or funny, consider signing up. Superfreaksideshow.com, all major credit cards and PayPal accepted. We also have a Patreon account if you want to help out. You can pledge as little as a dollar. I've posted some fun updates to that recently, and a personal podcast is coming real soon. Now, tomorrow, I'm going to be posting a best of show for everyone. We've got some house stuff going on here that I can't get out of. It has to do like refinancing and stuff. Things I don't worry my pretty little head about. That's Lord Douche's department. But I have to be around for that, and you know, it's a whole situation. So there is going to be no show tomorrow, but I will post a best of program. Friday's show is going to be sideshow exclusive. Last week we did two sideshow exclusive podcasts in a video cast. This week again we'll do two sideshow exclusive podcasts, and then on the weekend I will do a show for everyone. So yes, there will be a weekend podcast as well to make up for the lack of show tomorrow. So just a little programming note there. Three very quick stories now. First up, what's the secret to being a good cannibal? Seasoning. No, that's not the answer. The key is to be very polite. You get to eat people, and if you get caught, you don't even do that much jail time. Because, you know, you win people over with your personality. What am I talking about? Well, a friendly and polite cannibal who put out an advertisement for a man to slaughter in a gay magazine. I don't know, if I read that in a gay magazine, like, I'm looking for a man to slaughter, I would just think, like, he's a very aggressive top. You know, like, I'm gonna bust your boy pussy, I'm gonna destroy it, I'm gonna slaughter that thing. You never expect a cannibal to be posting a personal ad. Alright, so this guy posted an advertisement for, quote, a man to slaughter in a gay magazine before murdering and eating him, because, you know, someone responded. He's been going for walks around town now. He's been given a little bit of freedom. Murderer Armin Muse, 58, was given sunglasses and a cap to hide his identity and then driven to another state in Germany for walks. Now, two officers do accompany him, but, you know, he's so pleasant to be around, they don't mind. I could probably befriend a cannibal. We probably have more in common than one would think. I don't consume human flesh, but we're both picky eaters. We both like to slaughter gays. Me in the bedroom, him in the kitchen. So yeah, two officers accompany him. Quote, we always drive him to another state for security reasons. There he can walk around town, an investigator said. In March 2001, Muse stabbed Bern Brands, 43, in the heart after amputating his penis and frying it in a pan with salt, pepper, garlic, and nutmeg. I'm grossed out by the whole idea, but I gotta be honest with you, when I heard garlic, that kind of sounded good to me. All right, yes, the murderer revealed that information in a televised interview, a cooking segment, if you will, back in 2007. See, now, I don't know if I would call him a murderer. When I hear the word murderer, I'm like, I think of someone who kills another person who doesn't want to be killed. This guy was, like, offering up his body. Eat me, consume me. It's a little bit different, you know? The pair met online after Muse put out an advertisement for someone who was willing to be killed and eaten. See? The two earlier respondents were turned down because there was no sexual chemistry with the first, and the second wanted to be nailed down and beaten to death, which Muse thought was weird. Are you shitting me? You have the audacity to judge someone nailed to a piece of wood? What? Beaten? That's sick. I just want to cut some dude's cock off, fry it up with some pepper and garlic, have a nice dinner. No weird shit. All right, the murderer's house belonged to his mom. During the murder, in a pre-prepared killing room, both men tried to eat parts of Mr. Brands, who had taken 20 sleeping pills to, you know, numb the pain. When Mr. Brands was dead, he was chopped into pieces on a butcher's block and kept in a freezer as Muse gradually ate meal-sized portions. He consumed the man over the course of months. After putting out an advertisement for a second victim, he was finally caught by police when an Austrian student reported him back in 2002. Muse used the website The Cannibal Cafe, whose disclaimer mentions the distinction between reality and fantasy, to find his victim. His post stated that he was looking for a well-built 18 to 30-year-old to be slaughtered and consumed. Muse was convicted in 2006 for murder and disturbance of the peace and sentenced to life imprisonment. Now, all these years later, Muse has been described as a friendly, outgoing, polite prisoner who reads, helps other prisoners with the typewriter, goes to church services, and works in the laundry. Not the cafeteria. He unsuccessfully applied for probation in December 2017. An investigator at the time said he has a special need for validity and shows no sense of guilt, and he feels confirmed in his position that he hasn't done anything wrong. At the time of his conviction, a psychological analysis revealed Muse was sane, but had a severely disturbed soul. The regional court is considering a second application for probation now. I guess this is kind of like the first steps, you know, like you're allowed to go out for walks with police chaperone. Harold Ermel, his lawyer, says prison officials say that theoretically his door could be left open all day and nothing would happen. Just keep that guy's stomach full. You know what I mean? You never want him hungry. If I hung out with him, I'd always have a bag of snacks ready. All right, second story we have for you today. In this new life of self-isolation and quarantine and Zoom meetings, a lot of love-starved individuals are checking out those dating apps again. They're also setting up their first dates on FaceTime or Zoom. Obviously, they can't go out to a nice dinner or a movie, so video conferencing it is. One company is helping to boost the confidence of online daters while simultaneously deceiving the other party. What the hell am I talking about? Fake tits and muscles that look good on webcam, but most certainly are not real. Sporterly has begun selling fake muscle suits and fake breast implants to help people make sure they get that second date. Preparing for a Zoom date, although virtual, still clearly demands some aspect of effort and deceitful lies. Make yourself appear more desirable with fake muscles and fake boobs. That's Sporterly's pitch. As a matter of fact, I'm looking right now at the product page for the virtual date breast enlargements. Depending on how big you want the tits, it'll set you back $46 to $66. According to the description, virtual dates can be awkward, and well, sometimes having something to grab attention as soon as you connect can help. The virtual date breast enlargements integrate perfectly with your digital date setup. Order now and watch your socially distant partner's jaw hit the floor on your next virtual date. You know what? You might be able to pull off this ruse. Long as you don't go overboard. You know, if you've got, you know, an A-cup tit, but then you order like the double G virtual breast enlargement kit, should you ever meet in real life, he's gonna know something's up, right? But if you just sort of fluff up those dirty pillows by a cup size or two, you could always just brush it off when you finally meet us. It was just a good camera angle. The muscle suit is for guys. This is an interesting one. It's like a full body, like, you know, it's like a shirt almost, but it's puffy and it's got like a six pack. You're supposed to wear a shirt over it, obviously. but it looks like you're kind of bulging. If you've ever watched Arrested Development, there was a suit like this featured, right? George Michael wore it during the Living Pageants episode where he had to dress up like Michael from that painting. The demand for contact and dating during COVID-19 has been resounding, with a 30% increase in messaging seen on Hinge, don't know what that is, and a study conducted by OnePoll on behalf of Lilo, there's a lot of words I don't understand here, revealing 67% of people believe social distancing has increased their cravings for snacks, or at least physical intimacy. One product review, despite not succeeding on his date, claimed the product had not helped his plight for love. No second date, but in fairness, I don't think that was the muscle suit's fault. I just have a real shitty personality. No, I added that last part. Another person claimed her partner really appreciated the product in lockdown. The virtual muscle suit, by the way, is $36. Not a bad deal. Final story we have for you today. An enterprising gentleman's club has found a way to stay open during the coronavirus shutdown. No, not delivering food. We've already covered that story before. This is really sticking with the theme of a strip club, letting the girls do what they do best. Drive-through pole dancing. At Minx Gentleman's Club in Virginia Beach, customers can social distance by staying in their cars to watch scantily clad performers dance on poles. I hope they're offering a discount, because it's not the same thing sitting in a car watching a pole dance. You can't smell the bitch, you know what I mean? And like, usually if you're at a strip club, you're sitting lower, the stage is up higher, you get a real, like, you're looking up right at that pussy, right at those titties. When you're in an SUV, you're more level. It's not the same thing. It's definitely not as hot. In the video of the drive-thru strip club on social media, dancers in bikinis could be seen vying for the attention of customers driving slowly through the makeshift outdoor space. Oh, it's free, I think. You just throw money out the window or something. Some dancers were showered in bills through the car windows. Others grabbed their tips from customers by using a trash picker. One of the little grabber things to reach into vehicles. That's not hot. Virginia's Governor Ralph Northam on Monday shared details of his plan to gradually reopen the state starting this Friday if key metrics show a downward trajectory. There's got to be an admission fee to this, right? From May 15th, outdoor seating will be allowed at restaurants in the state. Virginia has had 25,000 or so cases of COVID-19 with 850 deaths. Minx is not the first strip club to pivot to a drive-through model during the coronavirus pandemic, which has forced businesses across the country to close. On a recent Friday night, there were lines of cars queuing up. How is that any different? Like, when you're stuck in a car, right, with your windows up, watching a dancer, you know, 12 feet away on a pole, why not just get online, go on Pornhub, stick your nose right up against the screen? Unless you can masturbate, you know what I mean? All right, Little Darlings in Las Vegas, I think we talked about them, right, is also offering drive-up nude strip teases. Guests can drive up to the front door and, quote, we're going to have dancers separated by the 6-foot separation rule, and then they can enjoy a totally nude show right from the seat of their car, according to an employee. The strip industry is slowly coming back, baby. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, I love to hear from you freaks, and there are many ways to contact the show. show@distortedview.com. That's my email address. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. All over social media, at Distorted View on Twitter and Instagram, and facebook.com/distortedviewshow. Okay, we got a bunch of voicemails today. Let's get started. Looks like we got a bunch of Patreon patrons.
Hey, Tim, this is Dankton here.
Hey, Dankton.
I forgot to tell you the story a long time ago. I'm drunk right now and trying to pick up some drugs. So shush, don't tell anybody.
So sobriety is working out pretty well for you.
But basically, one of my girlfriends, or one of my whores, gave me some bumps on my pee-pee. So I had to go to a dermatologist. And when I got to go to the dermatologist, they stuck a fucking giant needle right in between. Because, like, I'm, like, half circumcised. Like, I have dick skin.
Okay, I'm going to have to see that.
But it's not, like, a full circumcision. so they stuck a needle in.
Did the doctor just get, like, bored halfway through or something?
My dickhead, basically, and had it take.
I don't think that's how STD testing works, right? Don't they just they swab your dick hole? About a needle in there.
They had to cut off one of my bumps.
Oh.
Luckily, I don't have herpes.
Well, you dodged a real bullet there.
I don't have HPV anymore. I had HPV, but it's 100% gone now. But basically,
Dink Tim is now known as HPV survivor.
Had bumps on my dick, and they had to put a giant fucking needle into my dickhead. And they had to scrape it off and all that shit. And I didn't feel it at the time, but now I have a fucking giant fucking scar on my stomach and on my dickhead.
Oh.
And it fucking sucks, dude. Anyways.
Well, women like bad boys. Bet you look like a real badass with that dickhead scar.
It hurts so bad having a needle stabbed into your penis head.
Ugh.
And into your testicles. And
oh, it was a needle in your penis head, not the penis hole.
Have them collect basically a sample. It was awful. I just wanted to tell you about that because it was awful. Anyways, hopefully I don't get arrested picking up some drugs tonight.
Yeah, but
if you don't hear back from
careful.
Me, then yeah, I got arrested and I was set up. But have a good night, man. I love you. Mama.
Right. Love you too. Hey, when you get a chance, post a picture of your dick in the Discord. I want to see that scar.
Hello, Antonovich. Vladimir Putin. Good day, sir. I hope you're well. As you may know, your chimney guy is in the Discord.
Yes.
I just had to reach out to make sure that you were on board with this little project he has going on. He has been, for about a month now, he has been selling clumps of hair, which I believe he removed from the brushes in your house. He said he pulled all the hair out of brushes in your house and kind of wadded it up into like a dreadlock-looking little dead mouse thing.
He's a creep.
He has been selling these for $5, $10, little keychains, little Timbuktu keychains, he's calling them, something like that. And I just wanted to verify that you were aware and on board. I questioned him on this, and he deleted all the posts. And I just want to be sure that you are on board with these clumps of your body body hair being distributed to the freaks.
100%, I'm okay with it.
He said you were on board. He said he had approval, and that you were that it was. You said go ahead and do what you want with it, but. I thought it seemed a little strange, doesn't it?
Well, we're going into business together.
A little strange to you, Tim.
The pubic hair business.
Show has been great. You've been killing it. Thank you for all.
Thank you.
You know, I listen daily. It makes me laugh. I have gotten such enjoyment from your show.
Well, I got to say thank you, Vladimir Putin, because your calls, I love them. When you pretend to be a girl and you get on the chat line there, whenever you get around to do that, I enjoy that immensely. So thank you very much for producing some content for the show.
Hey, Tim, it's Tyler. Hope you're doing all right, pal.
Yeah, well, you know.
I am having a birthday this Friday, and I was wondering if you could use your considerable influence with Mr. Simmons to get him to sing Tyler a happy birthday.
Well, you know, I will probably forget by Friday, but Richard, do you have an early birthday gift?
You asshole, you.
Hey, that is not very nice, Richard. No, it's Tyler. His name is Tyler. He's not an asshole. He's a listener of the show. He's a patron. The least you could do is wish him a happy birthday.
Tyler. It's your birthday.
Okay, well.
You're another year older.
Okay. Richard Simmons,
another
everybody.
Another year older.
Happy birthday, Tyler. Hope it's a good one, and thank you for being a listener. He's a good boy, that Tyler. He's not an asshole.
Hey, Tim, it's Cat Lady. I'm fucking cracking up because the last voicemail on Monday's show was, hey, Tim, tell the level one to Cat Lady, I hope you fucking die and shut up or whatever. And he goes, bye. And it's so funny because Monday I caught a cold and now I've got an ear infection and a strep throat.
Oh my God.
So you did a good job, dude. I think you might be playing God.
The witch! I wonder if that guy would feel real bad if you ended up dying after he wished illness upon you.
You asshole, you.
Yeah, now that guy is an asshole. An asshole with powers. All right, let's do one more call here.
Hey, Sam, this is Ben from San Diego. I've been listening to the story of you for, this is probably like 2005.
Mm-hmm.
But just calling to fucking comment on the KKK coronavirus shit in Santee, California, near San Diego.
Yeah.
That's folks local to San Diego called Santee Clan Tea.
Oh.
Known for...
So it's not that unusual to see Klan members shopping.
A lot of the just fucking retards living out east and all their fucking Trump-like activities. But yeah, man, a bunch of fucking...
It's weird. Google translated that to all their fucking black activities. Like, I wonder if there's some sort of algorithm, like... Google knew this guy was talking about KKK. Like, in the transcription, it says, you know, KKK. And then Google was like, well, we're not quite sure what he said there, but it must be black. If they're talking about KKK, it's probably black, not Trump activities. Trump really sounds nothing like black.
Activities, but yeah, man.
Is that right?
All their fucking Trump-like activities, but yeah, man.
How did Google think that was black activities?
And a bunch of fucking cocksuckers. Fuck those motherfuckers. Peace out, man.
All right. Well, thank you very much for checking in, Ben, everybody, from San Diego. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me? show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God is here. I got...
Accuser of the fucking brethren, you motherfucker.
Spread the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget, tomorrow's show is going to be a best-of program, but fear not, because I'll be back on Friday with a sideshow exclusive podcast, and then this weekend I will return with a show for everyone. So be on the lookout for all of that. Until next time, bye, everybody!
Your Ren Gosler.